We are now at the second scrutiny. Those of you who were here last week know that for three Sundays in a row, we have special rites for those who are preparing to be initiated at the Easter Vigil through the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. And last week in the first scrutiny, which are kind of like little exams, so to speak, and exorcisms over those who are going to be initiated, we saw this revelation of Jesus as living water in his conversation with the Samaritan woman. And the woman was moved to profess her newfound faith in that Jesus is the Messiah, the long-awaited Savior of the world. And of course, we read that gospel to invite us to do the same in an ever deeper way. Today, the second scrutiny, we hear this powerful story of the man born blind. And it's another story of faith and conversion. The blind man serves as a marvelous example of enlightenment. You notice in the story that the blind man begins his relationship with Christ as a weak and fearful man. The blindness symbolizes the natural weakness of every human being. He is blind from birth, an expression that means that being born into this world, we come into a state of deficiency. We call that original sin. And that is also characterized by a separation from God. And so Christ wants to bring about the exact opposite, to bring us into communion with him. And so we see in this story, the word blind takes on two levels of meaning, the physical meaning, but also lack of insight. This man lacks insight. He doesn't realize who Jesus truly is. And so the story begins with the healing. And he goes to the pool. Jesus says, go to the pool, wash your eyes in the pool of Siloam. He does. And he instantaneously can see for the first time in his life. And so when they ask him about this, he says, that man, Jesus, made clay, anointed my eyes, and now I can see. So you see, he doesn't really understand who Jesus is yet. He says, that man. And of course, that's how a lot of people look at Jesus. He's a great man, maybe a great philosopher, a great humanitarian, but he's just a man and no more. So then the story progresses. And as this man who had been born blind begins to explain to people what happened to him, he begins to get more insight as he witnesses to what Jesus did. And the more he witnesses to Jesus, the more he understands. And so the next time they say, well, what do you have to say about him? He says, he's a prophet. So now he's come to a new level of understanding. This Jesus is not just a man. He's a prophet in the line of the great Jewish prophets of Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and so on. But of course, this is still an incomplete intuition because the Jews look at Jesus perhaps as a prophet in the line of the Jewish prophets. Muslims look at Jesus as a prophet, but less than Muhammad. And clearly, they're missing who he really is. And then as the story progresses and there's this argument going back and forth between the man born blind and the Pharisees, and they're getting more upset and he is getting bolder and bolder. And he says to them, we know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. So you see, now this fearful man has courage. And the more he speaks about Christ, the more he witnesses to Christ, the more the eyes of his heart are opened. And so now he realizes that Jesus is more than a man. He's more than a prophet. He's from God. And then they throw him out. They throw him out of the synagogue. Jesus finds him and says, do you believe in the Son of Man? Son of Man was Jesus' favorite term for himself. And so the man born blind says, who is he, sir, so that I may believe? He's wide open. He wants to know the full truth about who is this Jesus. And so then Jesus reveals that he is the Messiah. He is the one that they've been waiting for centuries and centuries, that would liberate the human race. And then what does the man born blind say? I do believe, Lord. And he worships him. And the word in Greek, when he says, I do believe, Lord, it's Kyrie. For 2,000 years in the Eastern and the Western church, we have sung Kyrie eleison and different other melodies. And we kept it in Greek. Even when the Mass is celebrated in Latin, they sang it in Greek. And now the Mass is in English. We still sing it in Greek from time to time. As a connection with that powerful word of the New Testament, Kyrie, which referred in the Old Testament to the Lord who created the entire universe, Yahweh. And so now this man born blind looks at this man, Jesus, and sees in him Yahweh. He sees the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. So this is the fullness of Christian faith that this blind man comes to. That's the miracle of the miracle, the coming to the full understanding and insight and acceptance of the truth of who Jesus Christ is, truly God made flesh. Now these candidates who are catechumens who are going to be baptized and confirmed and receive Holy Eucharist at the Easter Vigil are listening to this gospel because you are being invited to this fullness of Christian faith, to be transformed by this faith, and to become empowered by Christ to be like him. So I invite you now to enter into the second scrutiny, which we are now going to celebrate together.